Gentlemen, welcome to the Hour of Power. Welcome to the Breakfast of Champions.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's good to see everybody here. I want to welcome the people on the balcony this morning. We've come to pray and seek the face of God. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is so Hallelujah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here to lead us in praise and worship this morning is Tom Autry. Everybody get on your feet. Welcome, Tom Autry. Here we go.
You're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. I'll sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. Sing it. God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. Sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. I want to sing your praise all night long and every day. I'll stand and worship you my whole life through. God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. I sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. God, you're so merciful. God, you're so merciful. You've always been so merciful. Your blessings are so bountiful. God, you're so good. I want to sing your praise all night long and every day. And I'll stand and worship you my whole life. God, you're so good to me. You've always been so good to me. I sing it through eternity. Oh, God, you're so good. And you're so beautiful this morning. God, you're so beautiful. You are so beautiful. Every day you're so faithful. God, you're so good. I want to sing your praise all night long and every day. I'll stand and worship you for eternity. So good to me. I sing it through eternity. God, you're so good. God is good all the time. You say all the time. God is good, you say, God is good, all the time, all the time. Well, he's filled with compassion and His mercy is everlasting. God is good all the time. Let's sing it again. Repeat. God is good all the time. I can't hear you. Thank you. God is good. You have to do that all the time. Well, He's filled with compassion, and His mercy is everlasting. God is good all the time. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord this morning, His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to our God, His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, His mercy endures forever. God is so good. Give thanks now. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, His mercy endures forever. Mercy endures forever. God is so good all of the time. God is good.
God is good
all the time, Johnny.
All the time, Tom.
God is good.
God is good.
Where He's filled with compassion, and His mercy is everlasting. God is good.
God is good.
Perfect near all the time.
All the time. All the time.
Yes, thank Him, Johnny. Oh, give thanks
to the Lord. His mercy endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, His mercy endures forever.
Think about it.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, His mercy endures forever. God is so good. Most of the time.
All the time.
Nearly all the time.
All the time.
Oh, 99.9% of the time.
All the time.
He's good all the time. And look what the Lord had done.
Look what the Lord had done.
He healed my body. He touched my mind. Save me right on time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day is just the same. Come help me praise Him. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. The Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
He healed my body.
He
touched my mind.
He saved me
right on time,
and I'm gonna praise His name.
He's made it just the same. Come and we praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Will I feeling. Everything gonna be alright. Oh, I got this feeling. Everything gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling. Everything gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. It's gonna be alright. Hey, I've got a promise. Everything's gonna be alright. Oh, 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 I've got this promise. Everything's gonna be alright. I've got it, and so do you. Everything's gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. It's gonna be alright. The Holy Ghost done told me. Everything gonna be alright. Oh, the Holy Ghost is telling you everything gonna be alright. The Holy Ghost is telling us today everything gonna be alright. Be alright,
be alright,
be alright. It's gonna be alright. Hey, look what the Lord.
Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me right on time. And I'm gonna praise His name. Each day is just the same. Come help me praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Come help me praise Him. Look what the Lord had done.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's lift our hands and lift our voice this morning. Hallelujah. Bless the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we enter with thanksgiving in our hearts today. So thankful, so grateful. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Bless the Lord of my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. Lord, you said you daily load us with benefits. Lord, we're so thankful today. Hallelujah. Lord, my heart is filled with gratitude this morning. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come before his presence with singing. Hallelujah. Somebody help me this morning. Hallelujah. Mandai. Help me magnify the Lord. Haramando. Lord, come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. 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 Ke ramamandora brokura bariandai. Lord, I bless your name. Ke brandora bakutara bariatara bariandara bariatara bariandai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ne brando sigiribirie, ne brandaribiriandaribirie, tarabaserebrindaribirie, nanamandore brikerebatala brakura bariandaribirie. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ke brandaribirie, tarabatore briandaribiserebriande. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ne karabari andribiri arabari andribiri andribiri ay. Karabari andribiri atarabiri serebiri andribiri atarabiri andribiri ay. No ramam andribiri atarabatalabri atarabiri ay. Lord, I stir myself up to take hold of you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hey, come on, mando. Brace it, every under the very end of the very day. Ne branda the very yet, the very set of the end of the very day. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We are. We are his sons and daughters. Kebranda, the sheep of his pasture. He is the good shepherd. Oh, we bless your name. He's worthy to be honored this morning. We honor you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for my salvation, the Holy Ghost, my wife, my kids, my grandkids. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for my church, my pastor, my friends, my relationships. Hallelujah. Thank you for life, the abundant life, oh God. Thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear, feet to walk on, food to eat, clothes to wear, water to drink, a place to live, a vehicle to drive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want everybody to be silent. Just the people that are thankful today. Let them say something. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Father, we just come boldly into your presence this morning by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are Father. We're your sons and daughters. Lord, we ask, God, that you forgive us whatever is on our life that's not pleasing to you. Any sin that may be upon our lives, anything. Oh, God, cleanse us by your blood. Forgive us, Lord. And we forgive those that have hurt us, offended us, done us wrong, abused us, misused us, forsook us, whatever it may be. Lord, we do forgive. We just call their names and say, Lord, we do forgive them. Hallelujah. Lord, we are determined that we will walk in love and forgiveness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just ask, God, that you give us this day our daily bread. And we declare that today is a good day. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a blessed day. Today's a happy day. Today is a productive day. Today's a healthy day. Today is a safe day. Today's a revelation day. Today is an anointed day. Today is a hearing day. Today is a seeing day. Today's a blessed day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I have choices to make today. I can be sad, I can be mad, or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Today is the happiest day of my life. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat's not an option. If God be for me, Who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can receive what God says I can receive. I can sow where God says I can sow. I can reap where God says I can reap. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can pay off what God says I can pay off. I can minister where God says I can minister. I can build where God says I can build. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. God's setting things up for me today. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new peace, new joy, new contentment, new health, new wealth, new prosperity. New bills paid off, old bills paid off, new home paid off. Old home paid off. New vehicle paid off. Old vehicle paid off. Everything paid off. New opportunities, new relationships, new connections, new dreams, new vision, new energy, new revelation. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my church. All is well in my city. All is well in my nation. All is well in my job. All is well in my business. All is well in my future. Today's a good day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. God day. TGIT. Thank God it's Thursday. I love Thursday. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord. Lord, we bless you. We thank you, God, for this day that you made for us. Hallelujah, that you've designed for us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for revival now. All of these years, we've been gathering together this particular month. We just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Lord, will you say revival now, revival now. I want us all just to come to the front and pray together. Tom Altry is going to sing the newest song that he wrote about revival now as we come. Let's just pray together. Everybody kind of group up here in the front.
Let you don't your spirit as we worship you, as we lift our hearts to seek your face, let your spirit move, let revival fire burn. Let it burn in our hearts as we fan the flame of our love for you. Let revival fire burn. Give us revival now. Fill each hungry heart. Let our souls cry out. Let our voices shout for revival now. Jesus be glorified in everything we do. You are Lord and King, Lamb of God. Jesus be glorified. Give us revival now. Fill each hungry heart. Let our souls shout for revival now. Give us revival now. Fill each hungry heart. Let our souls cry out. Let our voices shout.
Revival now. Revive us again, O Lord. Hallelujah. Not just a corporate revival, but personal revival. Hallelujah. I had a personal revival in 1966. Just transformed my life. Hallelujah. Just revolutionized my life. I began to get up in the morning time. The Lord said, give me the first hour of your day and I'll change your life. And I began to pray. Nothing happened for a while, but after a few weeks, I began to have a personal revival. Hallelujah. Amen. And if I hadn't had a personal revival, I probably wouldn't be in the ministry today. Hallelujah. Revive us, Lord. Give us personal encounters with you, that relationship, that time of spending in your presence. Revival now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, revive us, O God. Kindle and rekindle the fire, the flame in our hearts and lives that it will never go out. Let us keep the fire burning on the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep the fire burning on the altar. Hallelujah. And you know, everything starts with prayer. My whole life, I was raised in the home of a Pentecostal preacher, but it wasn't until I started praying and hearing the voice of God and then seeing what I was hearing, and then I began to say what I was seeing and hearing, then eventually I began to do that. Amen? So we're just going to do some prophetic praying today. Asking God to speak to us. Amen. I heard the voice of God on a February morning in 1966 say, if you give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life. And that literally transformed my life. That's why I believe that one word from God can just change your life forever. One word from God. Amen. So let's just pray the Lord just speak to us this morning. Right here in this morning prayer time. Father, just speak to us today. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And Lord, I pray that you would speak to us individually today. I just pray for people here this morning. Just why don't you just put your hand on your ears and just say, Holy Spirit, open my ears this morning, my spiritual ears, that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes. Just say, Lord, open my eyes this morning, my spiritual eyes, that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart, that I might receive all that you have for me. I'm ready to receive now. Ready, ready, ready. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, speak to us this morning. We long to hear your voice. We long to see your face. The plan is a good plan to give us a future and a hope. In Jesus' name. Speak to us this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastors ask in the morning times, we do prophetic praying. I'm just going to go in just a moment. I'm going to lay hands on you guys and just pray for you. And here's what I'm going to pray about. I'm going to pray for you that God will give you assignments in life. There's a lot of people, they just don't know. You got to realize that we could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future. But here we are. Why are we here? And a couple of years ago, I wrote this book, God Assignments, and I've sold out. You can get it free on everything I've got, you can get free on the internet. Just DaleGentry.com or Let'sPrayAmerica.com. Go to the online store. You can run it off. You can read it, whatever. The Lord just said, give everything away. I know that that's just a word for me. And so I wrote this book on God assignments because I believe that we're here for purpose. I believe there's a start of an assignment. I believe there's an end of an assignment. And I'm just going to pray about your assignments. And here's what I pray every day. I pray the will of God, but every day I pray for divine appointments and divine connections because I don't believe, first of all, I believe that there was a design put on me in my mother's womb. Or if you want to go back further, even from the foundation of the world, and there was a design. And then when I came out, there was assignments. God had assignments for me, and I need to fulfill those assignments. And the greatest frustration we can have is trying to fulfill somebody else's assignment. They can be very frustrating. So we have assignments, and God helps us do that. But we'll never fulfill the assignments without partners. You know, Peter had what I call a breakout word. Jesus said, let's go out a little farther. And then he had to have some breakout faith, but he also had to have some breakout partners. And my pastor, Bob Nichols, always says, partners catch more fish. So I believe that God has not only given you assignments, but he's given you partners, people that he's assigned to your life. And there are you just can't do it without other people to help you. You know, I went to Roswell, New Mexico for 5 weeks and ended up staying for 5 years. But I know now why I went there, because things were so out of order. A prophetic voice needed to set things in order. But then I got to a place where I couldn't do it. I was spending time during the day consulting with Pastor Bob Nichols and Tom Peters, my brother in Florida, Pastor Keith Johnson, and one or two others, and they were just helping me walk it out. I mean, when you have an auditorium full of people that are shouting abuses at you and threatening you and chaining the doors to the church and writing profanity on your parking place, I mean, that's a real war, threatening to kill your son, I mean, that's called real war. It's not just somebody talking to you about your behind your back. They were talking to me face to face. So I had to have some guys to help me walk it through. So God gives us people. What did he say in Isaiah 40? He said, three, he said, I'm going to give you people for your life, give you men for your life. And so, you know, I was thinking about, I'm always wondering about how did I, you know, I think about how did I get to this place? What happened? And I was just thinking about this last night, because every day I pray for divine appointments, divine connection. I'm going to pray for you and your assignment. You'll be true to your assignment. If you don't know your assignment, God is, he's not playing hide and go seek with you. But my assignment here went all the way back to the mid-80s when Pastor Bob Nichols accepted an invitation from Bob Tilton to come over and be on his satellite network. And he's told the story. I've heard him tell the story how he really didn't have time to do that. Things were going on. That would take 3 days a week and 3 or 4 hours a day. But he just said, I knew the Lord wanted me to do it. So went over there, got on satellite. And there was a man by the name of Tom Peters who pastors. I've been going to his church now for 25 years this month. Just came from there. And he saw Bob Nichols on the satellite. And he saw him in a restaurant when he was attending a conference. And he said to Pastor Bob Nichols, would you come to my church in Florida? And so he went there for 2 or 3 years. And then he said to Pastor Bob Nichols, I'm going to Haiti. Would you go to Haiti with me? He also invited Dale Gentry. So on the plane, on the way to Haiti, Pastor Bob Nichols and Dale Gentry met in April of 1988. And so I met Pastor Tom Peters because I met a guy named Larry Lee in 1976, prayed with him for 9 years. Then he invited me to come work with him in 1985, and I did for a couple of years. And Larry Lee introduced me to a guy named B.B. Hankins, who later became my spiritual father. B.B. Hankins was attending a conference I was speaking at. He said, would you come to my church? Then I went to Florida, and B.B. Hankins said, I have a friend named Tom Peters, and would you go when you're in Florida and visit him? And then Tom asked me to minister for him. And then he introduced me to Pastor Bob Nichols, and here I am today. Now, you think that just a bunch of series of artificial happenings or accidents? No. Divine appointments and divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. And then, of course, Pastor introduced me to Keith Johnson and some of you others that are here today. Tom Autry. So here we are today, and you have a design. He did that in your mother's womb from the foundation of the world. Then when you came out with assignments attached to you. But you must have people to help you with your assignments. You just can't do it alone. Huh? So there's people that are waiting to help you with the dreams and the visions that God has put inside of you. Amen? So, Lord, I just pray for assignments, God assignments, divine appointments, and divine connections. Y'all come up here. Just let me lay hands on you, pray for you. Prophetic prayer service in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying he's not running. He's not running from you. You have this treasure in your earthen vessel in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The pain and the shame and the sorrow that you've gone through, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you will take that, the scars that you've encountered that's been covered by the blood of Jesus. You will minister to others in Jesus' name. Give the devil a big black eye in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your lines have been drawn in pleasant places. A new season of great pleasantries. Hallelujah. Just hear the Holy Ghost saying he's not forgot what he's told you. And you must not be one that looks in a mirror and goes away and forgets what she saw. You must look again and again and again what God showed you in days gone by. For opportunities, I just hear the Holy Ghost say, opportunities that have passed you up will come back around again. In the name of Jesus, I just lay hands on you, young man. Declare you're going to be a young man of great wisdom. I bless you now in Jesus' name. The hand of God, the hand of the evangelist. Hallelujah. The anointing of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be able to cross boundaries and cultures. Hallelujah. Multicultural person in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not a God that taunts you. And shows you things that you cannot have. But I declare that the things that I have shown you are within your grasp, within your reach. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you will teach many to pray, not just how to pray, but you will teach them to pray. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Releasing what could have been, what might have been, what should have been. Lord, I just lay hands on people. Just cause their assignments to spring forth. Give them divine appointments and divine connection. Hear the Holy Ghost saying that the days of weeping are over. The days of weeping. Dry your tears, for the days of joy have risen upon you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to break the spirit of divorce in lives. Huh? The tragedy of divorce. You're going to break that spirit, which is the spirit of divorce. In Jesus' name, lay hands on young men. I declare that great drama is in your life. The ability to act out the things that you see. I declare, release that gift of writing in the name of the Lord. I bless you, young lady. Heart of compassion. Heart that reaches out to help people, embrace people. Kindness is in the is in your tongue, the law of kindness. And I lay hands on you now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I declare that God is going to give you a wonderful family, happy family. Hallelujah. You're going to have children. They're going to be mighty in spirit, mighty in spirit. I declare in the name of Jesus, young man, that you're going to be a young man with great opportunities to deal with finances. You're going to understand the world financial systems and operate there. In Jesus' name, I lay hands on you, young lady, declare that you're going to be a great musician. And I pray over you in the name of the Lord. You're making up for lost time, and the hand of God is upon you, young lady. Mighty in spirit, one that knows how to travail before God and birth things in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, the call of God, even the experiences and the encounters, I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you had even as a teenager, even a little bit younger, still dwells richly. I hear the Holy Ghost saying it's a rich recipe inside of you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you getting stronger and stronger. Your enemies are getting weaker and weaker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Glory to God. Incredible pastor. Incredible pastors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shepherds with a large flock. In Jesus' name. One that knows how to contend on behalf of others. One that knows how to contend on behalf of others. When their strength seemingly is gone, then they begin to receive strength from the faith that dwells so richly in you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Satellite systems around the world. Teaching and imparting and instructing. Hallelujah. With your family working in concert with you in the name of Jesus. I hear the Holy Ghost saying the anointing, the gifting to pray for people's eyesight is upon you. Opening blind eyes. Hallelujah. People being able to see that have not seen or cannot see clearly. In Jesus' name, the gift of giving. You're the Holy Ghost saying he's going to put abundance in your hands to give for distribution. Hallelujah. Lord, I just pray a release of these assignments in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The produce of your production will be many saved and many launched out into the harvest field, for the harvest is ripe. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that the apostolic anointing that is upon you, men of God, is going to get stronger and stronger. Giving oversight to ministers and ministries. Particularly those young men that are coming out of obscurity. You will encourage them, instruct them, and send them to the four corners of the universe. And you will prophesy, woman of God. The prophetic anointing will be released in you in a most unusual way. And when you prophesy, there shall be demonstrations of the power of God. Just release that gift of administration. The ability to handle people fairly and squarely. One that's able to bring people into harmony and unity. The ability, the anointing, and the wisdom to bring conclusions to a matter. The gift of the mediator, Aramando Rabrutai, and the woman that sees in the realm of the Spirit and cries out to God in times of intercession, sometimes day and night. Mandarabriato Sikatai, the man with the I-35 anointing. For the Holy Ghost said, I'll just spread revival all up and down I-35. From the north to the south and the south to the north. Go lightly and go quickly. In return with the good reports in the name of Jesus. And there's been a cry come out of your heart. How long? How long? But I hear the Holy Ghost saying, not too long. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. And sometimes you wonder, how much can one person endure? How much can one person suffer? But I declare in the name of Jesus that the grace of God that has appeared to all men has appeared to you, woman of God, and the grace of God is sufficient to see you to the very end of your assignments. Lord, I lay hands on people, releasing God's assignments in their lives in the name of Jesus. Great power, great authority. And I declare that your church will be a power church where there will be a demonstration of the power of God. Hallelujah. Lives that have been broken and torn asunder will be put back together again by the great power of God. There shall be demonstrations of the power of God. In the name of Jesus, minister to those in prison. I was in prison, but you didn't visit me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hear the Holy Ghost saying, don't be weary and well doing, for in due season you're going to reap. Don't faint. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of God makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second wind. I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're catching the second wind. And this wind is not going to blow over you and your husband, but all of your children. To blow into your grandchildren's lives. In the name of Jesus, the winds of God are blowing upon your family. In the name of Jesus, cry out. Cry out on behalf of others. Stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Ghost saying he's going to give you more than enough. Huh? Not just enough, but more than enough. Lord, I lay hands on these people in this prophetic prayer service this morning in the name of Jesus. Not only will you lay hands on them and they be healed, but you will lay hands on them and they will be filled. They will be healed and filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Serve. Just keep serving. Hallelujah. I'll make you the head and not the tail. I'll make you above and not beneath. I'm a God that promotes. It does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from me. Hallelujah. God's not slack concerning his promises. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, you've been storing up, hallelujah, for the day of giving out. And the day is arising. Hallelujah. There is a new day arising. The dawning of a new day. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go after the backslider, those that are away from me. Hallelujah. Be bold. Don't veer off to the right or the left. Be bold. Bold, bold. Bold. Seven times bolder. Lord, heat the fire seven times hotter in Jesus' name. I just see, hear the Holy Ghost saying he's going to give you incredible recall. Recall. The ability to memorize the word, memorize the scriptures. People will be looking and saying, I too, I'm going to memorize. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just declare 1 million listeners in the name of Jesus. 1 million listeners. 1 million subscribers. Huh? It's not a year of the thousands, a year of the millions. Huh? Nando Rebiita. 1 million listeners, subscribers in the name of Jesus. Great woman of faith. I hear the Holy Ghost saying he's honored your faith year after year after year. And sometimes you say, well, I don't know if I've made a difference or not, but you have made a major difference because you're a woman of great faith. And God wants to give you public recognition even now of the faith that functions in your life. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not a 50-50 deal. Sometimes it has to be an 80-10, 80-20, or a 90-10. But God understands and knows and recognizes your persistency. In Jesus' name. And I release that. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the gifts of God, hallelujah, surface. I hear the Holy Ghost saying your gifts are surfacing. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just a release of that radical spirit, radical anointing. Radical spirit, radical anointing. Don't hold back. Aramondo, let it go, let it out, for there are many ready to receive. Mandarabrota, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've given you a cup of joy. Hallelujah. Hear the Holy Ghost saying you're to pour joy out on people. People that are depressed, oppressed, The joy. I've given you an overflow of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just hear the Lord saying, I'm going to make you an instructor. I'm going to make you an instructor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just release that pioneer gifting in you, that pioneer spirit. Pioneer anointing. Opening up new territories, new dimensions in Jesus' name. Spirit of God, to declare the word of the Lord with great power, great authority. Hallelujah to God. What God has put in your hand, you must use. Hallelujah. The anointing to prophesy. To declare the word of the Lord. Prophesy. Sukutora, preach the word. Mandarabato, prophesy. Bindarabru terebriikutu. Mandarabru terebishikatata. Mandarabriotorabu terebatia. Hallelujah. Mandarabriota. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The shepherd, the heart of the shepherd doing the work of the evangelist. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mandarabru terebukutu. God says you're going to influence 1 million people. 1 million people. 1 million young people in this nation, nations of the world. Hallelujah. Remember, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I just hear the Holy Ghost saying the Lord's getting in agreement with you concerning a million men. He's not operating in thousands, he's operating millions. Men that are a million men. Hallelujah. Speak to the north and the south and the east and the west. The north, south, east, and west will respond to your voice. Huh? We'll respond to your voice, man of God. Be strong and courageous. There's no time to give out, give in, or give up. You stand, and having done all to stand. Signs and wonders and miracles. Even I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you'll even see the dead raised. Hallelujah. Supernatural anointing upon you, man of God. Pulling down strongholds. Strongholds in people's lives. Strongholds over areas and regions. In Jesus' name. Let the song of the Lord spring out. Lord, I just pray for these people's assignment as I lay hands on them. Releasing assignments, God assignments in their lives. Let the song of the Lord come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Teach the word. Teach the word. Don't look to the right nor to the left. Keep your eyes upon me, says the Lord. Keep your eyes upon me. Hallelujah. The revivalist, the anointing of the revivalist, I lay hands on this young man of God. Declare the anointing of the revivalist working in his life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Don't stop now, man of God. Don't stop now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The seed that you've sown in your city, call for the harvest. Call for the harvest. Hallelujah. Everybody, hold up the hands that hang down in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying he's going to give you a multitude of young converts to disciple. Huh? Disciple. You're going to disciple them. Make disciples there in that nation in the name of Jesus. The gift of the seer. Release that in Jesus' name. The heart of compassion to call for the lost. The gift of the evangelist. I lay hands on you now. Hallelujah to God. Do it again. God did not make a mistake the first time. He's a God of the second time. Do it again in Jesus' name. Write it down. Start writing. God says, I'm going to give you revelation. You write it down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's giving special gifts to the giver. The Lord says, because you're a giver, he's giving you special gifts because you're a giver. Manda, you treasure the gifts. In the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Cry out, boldly declare and decree the word of the Lord, not just in secret places, but in public places. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, young man, that builds strong foundations. I see you building. I see you laying foundations. Another one comes and builds on that foundation. Then you lay another foundation. Hallelujah. I declare that God's hand is upon you in the realm of the political arena, in governments, that God has given you governmental influence. Hallelujah. Run fast, young man, for the hand of God is upon you. I see you ministering on street corners in different places in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be bold. Be bold. Hallelujah. God's putting you in a company of evangelists to declare the word. Hallelujah. Hold somebody's hand. Hold up their hands in Jesus' name. God assignments, I lay the hands on these people this morning. releasing God assignments. Hallelujah. 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 It's coming again. Huh? Mandarabrion is coming with an extraordinary force this time. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God's making. You just say, well, I'm just so far behind. No, God is moving you to the head. Hallelujah. Making you the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus. God's giving you favor in the business world. Hallelujah. The ability to close deals in Jesus' name. Giving you a great gift of research. And I lay my hands on you. Release that gift to teach and to research. Bring things to the surface. In the name of Jesus, I bless you now. Hallelujah to God. I'm no respecter of persons. What I've done for one, I'll do for another, says the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There shall be a demonstration of my power and my anointing, says the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You're a covenant maker, not a covenant breaker. I hear the Holy Ghost saying there have been many that have had covenants broken in their lives, but you will restore covenant in Jesus' name. Hear the Holy Ghost saying major resources coming into your hands for the world, for the end time harvest. Major resources for end time harvest. Hallelujah. Great gift of poetry in your life, young lady. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Many shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Many people that don't know anything about it shall receive. Hallelujah. They'll receive by the laying on of your hands. And I bless you now. Glory to God. You're a gatherer. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to begin to gather harvest workers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Song in the night. You're going to minister to people that are heavy in the night. And I bless you now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pause and consider. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Selah, pause and consider what I'm doing in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not second best, but the very best. Hallelujah. Major proposals coming in your life. Fruit. Hallelujah. Fruit. I see you with a great big basket of fruit. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The ability to know how to pray and what to pray for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're like one with arrows in the hands of a mighty person shot out. You pray specific prayers, get specific answers. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God's going to give you partners for the dream and the vision he's put in your heart, giving you partners. Hallelujah. There's no lack. I declare in Jesus' name. Incredible assimilations coming. The ability to assimilate things into proper manner. So it becomes very productive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare that your teaching materials are going to go throughout and many different languages. Men that are going to write and write and write in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. All is well. All is well in Jesus' name. All is well. I just declared that the peace of God has just closed in around you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Monday, you're going to finish strong, huh? Going to finish strong, strong. You're not just fade away somewhere. You'll finish strong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying you're just not being able to get away from what's burning and churning in your heart. Hallelujah. Give recognition to those things because there's a time and a place, says the Holy Ghost. Well, what? Hallelujah. Well, somebody praise God with me. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We need a fresh anointing.
changing power. In your presence, we are humble before you. We need revival now. We need a fresh anointing. We need your changing power. In your presence, we are humble before you. We need your fire now. We turn away from sin. Lord, change us from within. Holy Spirit, fill us over and over again. We need a fresh anointing. We need your changing power. In your presence, we are humbled before you. We need revival now. We need your fire now. We need revival now. Fresh fire burning inside my heart. Fresh fire here in the presence of God. Fresh fire, it's making me pure within. This fire burning away all my sin. How my heart had cried to know you deep inside. The yearning that I had just to be real. But now you've come to me and your Spirit set me free. You've given me this fire that I feel. Fresh fire burning inside my heart. Fresh fire here in the presence of God. Unquenchable fire from the Lord. How my heart had cried to know you deep inside. The yearning that I had just to be real. Oh, but now you've come to me and your Spirit set me free. You've given me this love that I feel. Fresh fire making me pure within. This fire burning away all my sin. Unquenchable fire from the Lord. Unquenchable fire from the Lord. It's Holy Ghost fire from you, Lord. with all your heart. You will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Draw near to me. Humble yourself, and I will teach you all my ways. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you call on me, come and pray to me, and I will listen, and I will be your God, and you will be my child. Let your spirit move as we worship you, as we lift our hearts to seek your face. Let your spirit move. Let revival fire burn. Let it burn in our hearts as we fan the flame of our love for you. Let revival fire burn. Give us revival now. Fill each hungry heart. Let our souls cry out. Let our voices shout for revival now. Jesus, be glorified in everything we do. You are Lord, you are King, Lamb of God. Jesus, be glorified. Give us revival now. Fill each hungry heart. Let our souls cry out. Let our voices shout for revival now. Let our souls cry out. let our voices shout for revival.
Father, we thank you for your presence in this room. We thank you for the spirit of prayer.